gospel reading today, as our Lord talks about the buried treasure or the pearl of great price and what someone is willing to do to be able to obtain that. We then look at the first reading. We hear about Moses coming down from Mount Sinai with his face glowing. He didn't know that his face was glowing, but you have to ask yourself, why would that be happening? It's ultimately because of his love for God. That interior transformation that was happening as he conversed with the Lord. And that's what was being expressed externally. He just didn't know it. Now you look at that, and St. Paul tells us that we are looking upon the face of God with unveiled faces ourselves. So in other words, we're supposed to be, as St. Paul says, being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. Well, as I look in the mirror, I haven't seen any glowing. As I look out at all of you, I don't see that either. So to what degree are we being transformed? Now, obviously, we're not all going to be running around glowing in the dark. Even the saints, we don't hear that that's what was happening with them. But we all have to ask ourselves, am I being conformed to Christ? Am I being transformed into Christ? Because that's what this is all about. And it is only going to be by doing exactly what we hear what Moses was doing, and that is spending the time with the Lord, conversing with the Lord. Moses also, we know, was put to the test. He was given a vision of God when he was up on Mount Sinai, asked to see the Lord, and the Lord said he couldn't see his face, but he passed by. But then there is also that conversation that he had with the Lord as he went up and prayed for the people. And the Lord said, remember that these people whom you brought out of Israel, out of Egypt, they've become depraved. Get out of the way, I'll wipe them out, I'll start over with you. I'll make you a great nation, I'll raise up kings for you, I'll do all this for you. And Moses said, no, they're not my people that I brought out of Egypt. They're your people whom you brought out of Egypt. And you made promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In other words, he was being tested. He could have said, wow, what a great thing. It's all about me. I can be a great nation. Oh yeah, let's get rid of all these people that are a pain and I'll start all over and it's all about me. Praise God, he didn't do that. Instead, he was willing to suffer with these people who were very difficult. But he looked at God and said, no, these are your people. This is the fulfillment of the promise that you made. And so again, this is what we're looking at. To see the charity. You see the humility. What Moses could have done in his selfishness, he didn't. Instead, he had the humility to be able to recognize that, no, these promises were made to somebody else. And he had the charity, the love of God and the love of neighbor, to be able to say, no, don't wipe these people out. No, let's not do this. Let's follow through with what it is that you promised. And so it's these sort of things that you see are conforming Moses to the Lord. This is why he's able to glow. Now, again, why don't the saints glow? Jesus didn't even glow in the dark. Our Lady didn't glow. Why? Why did Moses? Because the people had to know that God was with Moses. You have to remember, you know, I mean, as we've talked about, they saw the 10 plagues. They saw the Red Sea open. They walked right through with the wall, with the water like a wall on either side. And a month later, they are building a golden calf and worshiping the blasted thing. So they're doubting, they're questioning. They have no faith, or very little. And so not only does God have to show himself for who he is and all of his power, which he doesn't need to do anymore, he's demonstrated that, but the people of Israel needed to see it at the time. But they also had to know that God was with Moses. And so he allowed this extraordinary external kind of sign that was there so the people could see. It was a reminder to them, we don't need that because God has already demonstrated himself. We don't need that because you're already a member of Jesus Christ. You're baptized into the Lord. He's right there in front of you. We don't need somebody to glow in the dark to be able to prove something. We can look at all the various miracles. I mean, when somebody's going to be named a saint, you have to have a couple of miracles. We don't believe because of the miracles. We believe because God has revealed himself. We don't need extraordinary signs and wonders. God is simply asking for ordinary faith from us. He wants extraordinary faith, obviously, but ordinary in the sense that we don't need extraordinary phenomena because it's not necessary. What is necessary is just to have that faith in God, but to build upon that faith so that we have our hope in God and that we love God. So we've got the faith, hope, and charity. That's what needs to be developed in us, and that's what needs to happen to conform us more perfectly to the Lord. That is not going to happen simply by reading books about the Lord. It is going to happen through conversation with the Lord. It is going to happen through spending time with the Lord. So reading the books is good, fills your mind with knowledge. But as I keep repeating, that needs to get into your heart. It is not enough to have a head full of knowledge. You have to have a heart full of charity that is based on the knowledge that you have. And so both are necessary. So for all of us, we've got to ask the question at this point. There's a treasure that's buried in my heart. There is a pearl of great price. Do I want it? What am I willing to do to get it? Moses was willing to let go of everything, even to the point of saying, look, if you want to wipe these people out, then kill me too. In other words, no, you've made promises. Don't start over with me. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve the people. I'm willing to suffer with all of this. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. Moses was willing to sell himself out for the sake of others. Are we willing to do whatever God wants? Oh, we're going to be quick to say, of course, if God wants it, that's what I'm going to do. And we all know better than that because we haven't done what God wants over and over and over and over and over again. So are we really willing to sell everything to get that treasure, to get that pearl of great price? By everything, I don't mean go home and sell all your junk. Be a good thing to do, but that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm talking about, am I willing to die to myself? Am I willing to get rid of my self-will? Am I willing to get rid of my pride, my selfishness, so that I can live for God, that I can live for others? That's a whole lot more difficult than going home and having a garage sale. But that's the question we all have to look at, because the treasure is within. It's buried deep within our hearts, in fact, in the very center of our soul. He's there, and he's just simply waiting. Are we willing to take the time? Are we willing to spend the effort? Are we willing to do whatever it's going to do to dig our way in, get rid of all the junk that's in the way, and to seek that union with Him, to spend the time to have that conversation daily, and to allow ourselves to be conformed more and more perfectly to the Lord? Again, we have to keep in mind what that means, because then that sounds pretty nice. So look up at the crucifix right in front of you, because that's the only way to be conformed to Jesus Christ. Are you willing to do whatever He is asking you to do? Are you willing to sell it all in order to obtain Him?